And only be one place on at one time. This is the lamp. This is the spirit. That rule is very powerful. Very powerful. This is the actual destroyer of Godhead, this rule, of the false Godhead. Okay, let's look at the notes. This is souls in prison. Might want to make it tiny, can we make it bigger? John looked and there was no man in heaven, nor on earth. Nobody, no angel, nothing could take the book and loose. No man was worthy. So he's talking about Revelation 5 right there. Angel, then an angel came to him and said, "Weep not, John, for the lion of tribe of the veil." And John looked to see a lamb, or see a lion. And what did he find? A lamb. And it was a bloody lamb had been slain. How long since the foundation of the world? Watch the prophet. The lamb came forth, walked up to him that had the book in his right hand, that's the original owner, and received the book, climbed up on the throne and sat down. So the lamb takes the book. And between Revelation 5 and 4, I think it was, right? And 5 and 13, 11 to 13, between these two verses, Revelation 6 takes place. The Lamb opens the seals. Revelation chapter 6 is not independent. It is placed between the verses. Because here John is crying. Here John rejoicing. Yes. And the prophet said, why is John rejoicing? Because he sees his name in the book. Now, the only way you can see your name in the book is that the sea, he saw the seals that reveals, that calls his name. Mystery calls name. Right? The mystery. So, between Revelation, where he's crying, and where he's rejoicing, Revelation chapter 6 takes place. And what did he do? He takes the book, opened the seals, and he sat down. So, here's the lamb sitting down now. So, now we go over to Revelation 10. One comes down and a book open. So if the lamb is sitting here, this cannot be the lamb coming here.
Yeah.
It can't be only one place at one time. That it was over there when the lamb, when the seals were revealed, he's telling you right there. When he takes the book, revealed the seals, and sat back down, that it was over when the seals was revealed. But the last one, that was everything that he had redeemed, there was nothing. He come to redeem. Say, why didn't he redeem it 40 years ago, 2,000 years ago? Well, of course, he told you all the names were not called. Then in 64, in the, who do you say this is? The prophet says, I pray, God. Well, before I go there, let's put some scriptures here, brother. Go to Revelation 1 and 7. Revelation 1, 4. Okay, watch carefully. John 3, 7 to 8 says, grace unto you and peace. So you want to copy 1 verses 1, 5 and see that it was grace. So it was grace to send to Jesus. So you see, he's allotting them grace unto you and peace from him which was, which is to come from the seven spirit. That's the Father, those are the seven spirits, and from Jesus Christ the Son, first begotten. So here you could, I mean, if you, your Godhead is right, you can see a distinction scriptures always make. And then, so that's, if you want to put the heading here, grace given to the seven church ages. Wow. During the age of ignorance. Your software is not picking up your grammar.
Governor Royer.
Yeah. Yeah, normally it picks it up and it highlights it. Okay. Then the next one you're going to put is 1 Peter 3:13. So 1 Peter 1:13, sorry. Watch here. Gird up your loins of your poor mind, sober, and hope to the end for the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus. So under the seventh seal is still grace. After the opening of the seals. After the opening of the seals. We put another heading here. After the opening of the seals, grace is still unlocked. To the bride. Let's go to Zechariah 4 and 7. Okay. 1:7.
4:7.
4:7. Or if it was easy, everybody can do it, even Louis. Okay, under the seventh seal, the headstone, a double portion of graces. Seventh seal.
Yes.
Headstone. Yeah, how can mostly be over? The seventh seal, under the seventh seal headstone, a double portion of grace anoints the bride. Go back to the top. All the way to the beginning of the book. Right here. The doctrine and teaching that when the bride leaves the mercy seat,
And the bride.
What's that when the lamb? This is thinking when he's thinking. You are not.
Be focusing.
Leaves the mercy seat. The doctrine I'm teaching of when the lamb leaves the mercy seat, that mercy is over. It's an erroneous doctrine.
Yes.
Mercy is always. Yes. Mercy is for.
Take off Jeffersonville and
some.
Shorten the title from Jeffersonville, we don't need. From now, yeah, take all of that off there, yeah. Okay, very good. let's go back where the scriptures are, but one note. Right there, we're going to add under marriage and divorce. The Holy Spirit extended much grace. To the believers. Who were mixed up in the marriage and divorce. Allowing them to remain as they are. This grace was only extended to them under the seventh seal message of the Son of Man. So, mercy could not be over. Okay, it must be over. And he's granting.
Only extended.
Yeah, he'll catch it. He types it and it comes back and corrects. Okay, I think that gives an idea, so. All right. Let's read the next book. Who do you say this is? The prophet says, I pray God that each and every one's requests, you're not saying, we are all your children by grace of God, and we pray that you'll give us only the bread of life now. And we might go there with an understanding of these requests and answers. Actually, we really don't need all of that. We just need from here the 34.
34?
Yeah. I didn't edit it, you see. I just probably put it down there because somebody asked.
I'll just close the door. I'm getting toot in the background.
Lower this air or kick it off?
No, it's fine. The door noise, because the door is open.
Just push it forward.
Open it and close again. Open it. Close again. Now it's good. It stopped.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, let's finish this. Bless the word, Lord, as I read, there's no man that's able to sufficiently interpret the word. John saw the book in the hand of him on the throne. There was no one in heaven or on earth beneath the earth that was worthy to even look at the book. But one of the elders said, Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. John looked to see a lion. He saw a lamb that was slain. A bloody lamb came forth, took the book, and climbed up upon a throne and sat down. Second So then who came down? If he sat down, who came down? Blusher and light you could take out from Jeffersonville, we don't need it. Yeah. Now, he preaches after the seals are open. If the mighty angel come down was the coming, why is he still preaching flashing red light, sign of his coming? Why would he do that? What happened? Just exactly like it was in the days of Noah. One day the door of mercy will be closed. It didn't say it was closed. The seals are open. Lamb already took it. Will be closed. It's not closed. It will be. Then the scripture says the sanctuary becomes smoky. That means the intercessor has gone from it. So the intercessor is still there. He's still there. He's still climbing on the throne. He can't be here.
Yes.
When he comes here, it is a coming.
Yes.
And Satan comes down. Okay. As long as the Lamb is still back there, and as I said this morning or somewhere I was preaching, that as long as the Lamb is there to make intercession, there is still mercy. Right here you want to put, if the Lamb is still on the throne, who came down in Revelation 10:1 with a little book open? If the Lord himself descend from heaven with a shout, quotation, seven thunders. Where is the Lamb? And this, but remember the laws of omnipresence. God can only be one place at one time, one body at one time. I think we need to also do the same thing for the Lamb. The Lamb could only be in one place, one body, at one time. I think Brother Branham's questions might, even for ourselves, been superficially looked at. He knows the suffering. Abraham's questions might need a further insight. Into the coming and appearing. him and the despot in there, for instance, who do you say this is? Is this the Lamb? Is this the Son? Is this the Father? Because certainly the devil can't do what he was doing. So maybe he was contrasting that.
Mm.
Who do you say this is? Just put a dot 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 there and say, Father or Lamb? Unrecognized presence of God. Dot dot dot, not Lamb. Who is this Melchizedek? Dot dot dot, not the Son. Mighty God. The unveiling of God. Not the Son of God. Okay, I think we get the idea. Okay. I might have to put this on our shared file. When I send them to you on a shared file, make a shared file, edited shared file, and then you can send the shared person in there and I can pull it off. Me.
Evernote.
Sometime.
I'll make a note. Because I'll give you this on your drive.
Okay, all right, fine. Give it to me.
Because then you have it there when you want it.
I can pull it off for that.
You just replace the one. Once we're done, I'll replace the one you currently got.
That was a doctrine that was going around. Unless he was with her.
Buy a
drive? Is a drive cheap or expensive?
No, your pen drive.
Oh, pen drive. Okay.
Can you use it in the church?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Put a head in for the notes if you want, Baba. So I think once we do the work, we should at least put a date in from now on, so we know when it was revised. Pastor Tony. Okay, good. So I know I made those provisions. I made those notes. Okay, all right. I think that's good enough. That's just a thing that I had those notes here, but I never did. I just answered somebody with it, showed them the quotes, and I was there. It's better we do it this way. Okay. Before. No, you'll get it. He has it on the drive. You'll get it. This way is not that good. There is a quote, brother, that says the Lamb, we don't see the Lamb again until Revelation 19. You know that quote?
I need another machine for that.
No, forget it. Let's make a note that we can use that quote. Lamb opens the seals. Sat back on the throne. and is not seen again until Revelation 19. Who came down in Revelation 10:1?
Throne.
Yeah,
he has to come to Tom.
Yeah, the Jehovah, the Father, take the book and came down.
Came down. That's what John came down.
Because the Lamb cannot adopt you. The Lamb was adopted.
Yeah.
So the Father is coming down, and under the same descent, he's bringing a message to bring us to adoption, and only the Father can adopt.
This is the Lord Himself descended.
Yes. Yeah. Revelation 10, 1, the mighty angel is the same as 1 Thessalonians 4. In Revelation 10, the mighty angel descend, that's seven thunders. The seven thunders is the shout. One is called the shout, one is called the seven thunders. But they're the same, it's a message to the bride. Because what's what the prophecy? Seven thunders give the bride rapture in faith. Faith coming by hearing. Hearing what? A message. And the shout gathers the bride. Why? To do what? To bring her to rapture and faith, adoption. So they're both the same. It's just a witness to each other. Questions? Yeah. Any questions?
In the days of Jesus spoke to the disciples. On that day, I am my father in you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just, yeah. It's the same law of John.
Uh-huh.
Remember all that God was, he poured into Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. That's not the way it is. All that God was, he poured into Christ. All that Christ was, he poured.
But the sea and the spoon doesn't matter.
It's all that God was spirit,
uh-huh.
and all that God is his characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
See. So if you put the characteristics in a seed, all that was in God as characteristics was put in a seed DNA. And that becomes Jesus. And then all the seed was, he planted it and it produced many seeds. Of its own kind.
Own kind.
So now, he is in him, but he was in him. And he is in us, but we were in him. That's how it is. Not water in a glass, not hand in a glove.
I'll be with you even in you.
I'll be with you even in you. So, I had a time that you were in your father, but when you were manifested, now he's in you. But he's with you also, because your father is with you and his life is in you. And you can have fellowship.
Yeah.